I rather like this one, only used three times, hadar, which means to adorn, as to in to decorate. Decorate something beautifully. And listen to this, it was Nebuchadnezzar. I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of Heaven. The word honor in Daniel 4:37 means to decorate. When have you decorated anything, let alone God? Have you ever decorated him with words and decorated him with attitude and decorate God, honor him? That's why I changed my life. You want to honor someone? Decorate them. We're too proud to decorate anybody but ourselves. Decorate God. That's how you honor someone. I like this one too. Oh, well, I must go on. I can't keep doing that. Let's just come to some more. I had instruments all over the place, you know. I don't want to keep going through all these things. There's just so many of them. I like this too, though. Kahar, David danced before the Lord. It means to leap and to spring and to dance and praise God. It's something he wanted to do. Here's another one of those twist around models and another one of the dance models. It's just endless, folks. I just don't want to keep going on. It goes on and on and on and on. And I'm going through but pages of these different forms of worship and praise. And you've got to just come to the conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, that this thing that we have been doing, that we call praise and worship, that we call rejoicing and excitement, that we call exalting, is just really a lot of rubbish. How many times have you heard your pastor say, if we don't act like they do at a ball game, we have failed?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they paint their faces blue, one half black as coal. They have big t-shirts with it splashed all over. I mean, they're crazy. They have fridges. They have fights at those games and kill each other. That's what I call a good church service. I kid you not. I get so violated when I see them do that. I do. I get offended. Imagine killing someone over a ball, a pig's bladder. And we can't even come up to church. Well, I think I'll stand now. My God, you don't believe? You don't believe? You've never decorated anything, let alone God Almighty. You've got to understand he's worth it.